This is Jim Thompson of Papri Tala Publications. Today we are talking to Dr. Carl Hoffauer, Founder and Executive Director, Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates is located in the greater Houston, Texas area. FPA is comprised of experienced staff certified in vibration analysis, thermography, ultrasound inspection, electric motor testing, field balancing, laser alignment, and reliability-centered maintenance practices. If it vibrates, FPA can analyze the situation. If it is not supposed to vibrate, FPA can facilitate the solution. So, Carl, how long has FPA been in business?
We've started in 2007. And by the way, Jim, thanks for that intro. That was very kind. We started in 2007 and gone on from then.
All right. Well, as I understand it, you started with a focus on vibration analysis and branched out from there.
Correct. When I got introduced to predictive analytics, it was just with vibration analysis. And then we started adding other predictive analytic products, mainly in the realm of rotating equipment. But then we started learning that our client base needed training because of the products we were offering. People were saying, we know we need this, but we don't know what these squiggly lines mean. So they hired us to train them to interpret the data. And then in 2012, I won a bid to staff vibration analysts full-time in a few petrochemical plants here in Pasadena, Texas, just outside of Houston. So now we provide the full range of predictive maintenance technologies, training, as well as services, and then other reliability improvement training and services.
Well, besides vibration analysis and the things you mentioned, is there anything else in your toolkit?
Yes, very much so. So, vibration analysis is one predictive technology, but we've seen that there's a lot of need for some help in some other areas. So we're most excited in our offering has to do with called system care, which is our skills gap assessment and gap closure training. You know, we talk about this popular term that the industry is experiencing called the silver tsunami. And the silver tsunami describes how gray hair retirements are washing away skills, knowledge, and know-how. So it's a well-known title, but it's a dire situation that we're facing in the skilled crafts labor market as these experienced people retire.
Yes, I understand that as well. I assume your skill set has grown with customer demand. What are the typical problems your customers bring to you?
Well, as we know, the silver tsunami is a real threat to most industrial businesses, and we hear and see that first-time fix rates are dropping and getting worse. Operations is also losing knowledgeable staff, so processes are being run without the benefit of highly qualified staff, which worsens the damage assets accumulate with improper startups, shutdowns. And while we need an understanding of the value of predictive condition monitoring, it's never been greater. It's at an all-time high now. And so, you know, this condition monitoring, though, won't generate the value that we normally see if the repairs are not made with care and precision. And additionally, when production staff demand more from the equipment than it was designed to deliver, then life cycles are shortened, which increases the need for maintenance. And this starts a vicious decline in production rates, profits, and then staff morale.
Very interesting. Does FPA have alliances with other specialists?
Yes. You know, we can't be all things for all possible failures. So we have lots of many different alliances and partnerships. For example, with the aid of one of our alliances, we sent a video made with a cell phone of a large fan that was vibrating excessively. And we turned that video into a vibration analysis of the movement of the asset, the piping, the foundation, and so forth. Now, this is truly cutting-edge software. You know, what used to cost $30,000 to $100,000 and take weeks to get complete can now be done in just a few hours, resulting in a quick solution to the source of the problem.
That's phenomenal. What would you say is the most interesting project you've completed?
Well, There was a time I discovered vacuum leaks on a black liquor evaporator under insulation, all while the system was running. And it was a technique that created quite a stir in this world of steam, vacuum, evaporator processes, mainly because the, quote, experts on ultrasound technology at the time said that no one could use an ultrasonic air leak detector to find vacuum leaks under insulation. And with the technology that they were talking about, they were correct. But fortunately for the client, for FPA, no one told us it was impossible to do this. So hearing about how the process worked and what assets are needed to turn black liquor into something the recovery boiler could use, I came up with a theory of mapping the decibel levels at various points around along all these stacks, all the evaporator stacks. And so while others were stuck on the thought that vacuum leaks are found with an airborne sensor, it's very hard to be successful with that kind of approach, especially when they're covered with 4 inches to 6 inches of insulation. So based on our investigation, we located the leak in an hour and 45 minutes, and no one believed us. In fact, we were asked if we were 100% certain if that was a true location, and my reply was not at all. It was a novel approach on a failure mode. We didn't even know it existed a few weeks ago. I mean, quite honestly, black liquor to me was Guinness. So so we were ordered to search, you know, continue searching, basically. The guy said some funny stuff, but basically he said, you know, keep looking until you're 100% certain the leak was at the original site we pinpointed. So we studied the data, and actually it took a couple more days, came back and said, yes, we're certain this is exactly where it was. And the customer, everyone in that group, production, maintenance, were shocked and surprised that where we said the leak was is exactly where the leak was.
That's an amazing story. Carl, what is the size of the typical field team sent out on your projects, and what gear do they need to bring?
Well, for most established condition monitoring programs, they can be completed with sending one staff member. And they usually deploy with several different analyzers, portable vibration analyzer being the most common, and then an ultrasonic listening and recording device, thermal imager, small hand tools for tightening things that vibrate when they're loose, you know, simple things. Now, if we're doing any field balancing of fans or laser alignment of shafts or, you know, belt alignment, things like that, then we go also with some power tools, wrenches, dial indicator, other Millwright tools. Now, for the skills assessment and gap closure training, we start with a tablet just to take notes, and then when it comes back to the closure training, we'll make sure that the millwrights or the mechanics or the electricians or instrumentation guys, whoever we're doing the gap closure on, that they have the proper tools, or we'll bring the proper tools so they can understand what they need.
Ah, yes. You mentioned training. Can you discuss the nature of the training you can provide?
Sure. We've developed a number of training courses on predictive technologies, so vibration analysis, thermal imaging, ultrasonic leak detection, and assisted grease lubrication. In fact, this past week, we even did several days of laser shaft alignment training. The big thing, though, that I'm excited to talk about is our 4-module reliability-focused training that empowers staff to create their own reliability culture, to make a strong process that makes a sustainable, successful system. And we call it system prescription or system RXM, but the RX stands for prescription. So it has to do with system prescription for maintenance. So we help take groups out of the victim mode where machines are breaking down unpredictably. They're the victim of their own system or victim of their own machinery. And we move them over to taking ownership of their sites, their work products, and the systems they're using for day-to-day efforts. Then the next step is to create drivers for change from within the company. And after we get that rolling, then there's the master level. And this is the level where all departments are working together. So procurement, management, production, engineering, and maintenance. See, at this point, there's a strong defect elimination program that results in changes because you have to have all these different departments working together, and you have to actually produce results. And there can be some trust issues between departments. And so part of our program is to help heal all these trust issues and get people to work together as a cohesive group. So, you know, many other projects or initiatives have failed to promise or failed to deliver what they promise. And so what happens is you've got these trust issues. So, you know, there's a survey on about 700 maintenance organizations on their success with reliability, and most had failed to make progress and gained promised time after time after time. So there shows to be some distrust between those different groups. But we've got the experience. We know how to fix this.
Well, very interesting, Carl. Today we've been talking to Dr. Carl Hoppalbert of Failure Prevention Associates. Carl, thanks for your time. How do interested parties reach you?
Well, the fastest would be carl@failureprevention.com, just K-A-R-L at failureprevention.com. But you can find me on LinkedIn or go to our website, failureprevention.com, and click on the button to contact us.